I'm gonna go to the next one. Remember, because you see the good Christian life, you see the fire, You gotta die to it. You don't want to let it go. I'm seven, pulling you this way, you pulling back. You stop one turn and back up another two turns. I have lived many of them to that cemetery. Good God, I think that I think that this moment for them. That suggests death. But I have celebrated with many of them. They have come out of the dark. There's gonna be a deal, but somebody needs something to grab the hitter in the car. Hey, I'll drive. If you don't come out, I'll drive. You break out, I will be picking up the motor runner in first gear. There you go. You break out, it ain't nobody there to help you get away. They gonna put you back in there. You need enough coffers, look at the engine, be my coffers. I need enough coffers, I need somebody to hold my hand. That's why the battle says, yeah, you won for the other. Yeah, you won for the other. You shouldn't be in this by yourself.
Walking, you got to look like, ooh, that was I'm gonna kill you! It's shit!
virtual reality is small pieces. You'll seem like is that's part of what life is. But the spiritual aspect of my life is a more governing part of my life. There are some things that I just can't. I'm
Yeah.
ship a pretty young lady walk by, and I wife is sitting right here, and we're standing in a crazy looking place for a while. And as soon as she heard that that was true, the friend of the hit mirror, and he started looking at me like he's looking. That's just nuts. You tell me how much Robbie is a good looking brother on my dude, only brother. Do not think your wife is standing on the table and all of them making you. She's looking at that brother. That's how it is. That doesn't mean she don't want to air you. That means she don't love you anymore. That's just nasty, so we don't want to distract you. But the reality is, expectation is not our own. That's the problem. When our expectation is only on the outside, it is of no avail to us. Because this comes off. You don't stay with me off. This is something I chose to put on. And if you can put it on and take it off, you can put it on and take it off. You can put it That's how I mean, I feel like this is
I'm going to go to the hospital. Now they know.
what I wanted him to be? That sanctification life, the salvation life, the setting aside the realities of heaven, the realm of being, the empowerment, the hand, the ability to lay hands upon the sick and recover, the ability to see that and to suffer, all of that. I told y'all, don't keep going to heaven. It's time to walk into this throne room again. So he's going to look at you and say, you chose to live and meet your privilege. You are always the king's child. Even in the worst moment of listen, when they were beating Jesus, plucking out his beard, he was still the king's child. God never said amen. He may have been unrecognizable, but he was still in reformation. God said, no matter what y'all do to him, I'm taking it back. What this world throws at you, no matter how many times you stumble and fall, nothing shall be able to separate us from good life. Nothing. No thing. I keep it to everything. No thing. I don't care what it is. Drugs, alcohol, lying, stealing, cheating, fornication, pornography, no thing shall be able to separate you from
I'm not going to be able to do this.